KEXP's Live Performances podcast is made possible by Merge Records. With releases this year from Spoon, A Giant Dog, Superchunk, Mike Kroll, Escapism, and more. Discover every artist, listen to music, and shop at mergerecords.com.
You're listening to an all-Portland feature showcase here on Audio Oasis this Saturday. And right now, I have a very special band, Ila Bamba, here from Portland, KEXP.
yabeque, 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 yabeque. Mujeres, 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 somos poderosas. Como la agua bebemos mucho de ella. Sacan los labios, nomás se nos está junto a ella. Que yabeque, 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 yabeque.
Listening to live music by Ila Bamba here on Audio Oasis on KEXP, and it's really cool. They are performing songs from an album that doesn't seem to have a title yet and isn't even out yet.
Yeah,
that's really cool. Ojos del Sol is just one of my favorite albums, and I just expected that you all were going to come here and do that, but it's so cool that you're performing new songs. Is there anything that you can tell us about this new album?
Well, I'll be really, really quick, 'cause there's a lot of stuff. I feel like I'm like someone that processes things quickly, and especially there's so much going on in the world, so it's impossible just to stay in one state of mind, you know? I'm very grateful that I had the opportunity to record Ojos de Sol, and all these like new songs are just like been written, you know, either in the last couple weeks, the last couple months. And it's just me just kind of going through and processing through what's going on in the world. And I mean, I'm just writing to write and to let that be heard. But maybe soon I'll record them. But yeah, so
yeah.
We'll see.
No, that's amazing. And you just got back from Pickathon, right?
Yeah.
You just played there. So, and you've been playing shows before that, so you're basically just like out there playing shows and then writing these songs while your album isn't even a year old. Ojos del Sol isn't even a year old. And it's like, I guess I feel like Ojos del Sol had some really strong emotional themes that were already in it. So your processing is probably like an overload for you, you know? And I mean, like, what's happening in the world is an overload for me. And, you know, you have to find a creative way to let it out. And I mean, I think it's really great that this is what you're doing. And I want to talk about some of the themes that you talk about in Ojos del Sol, because I think they're really important. Mm-hmm. Do you mind doing that?
No, not at all. When I recorded that album, I mean, prior to that, I've been always, you know, I have struggled with just illness, and a lot of that is just trauma. And the older I've been getting and the more I'm learning more about who I am as a woman, who I am as a Mexican-American, and just like going through a lot of things silently, because there's so much to process, you know, so much to like, okay, like how do I process these feelings, and like how do I process this perception that I have of the world even before all this stuff has been going down, you know? I've been feeling this since I was a kid. I mean, we've all been feeling it, but I think that there's something that in a Western society we are told to not exercise that vulnerable part, and the vulnerable part of myself is like what I share, and the Ojos de Sol is just and even all the other albums, you know, but it's just an extension of how I feel inside. And I always talk about, you know, just being kind to one another, the darkness, the light, being aware of your family, your blood family, and also like your community, you know. And we really, really need each other, you know, and like I need community. I need my friends. I need my family. And so I'm always writing about that. And it just kind of happens to, you know, kind of reveal itself in the way it does in like in songs or like in art, you know. It's just music. It's not the only thing I do, you know, and I'm grateful that I have that as a tool, but you know, and yeah, I didn't even, yeah, a year, it hasn't been a year old yet, mm-hmm. but oh my gosh, like so much has happened.
So much has happened.
You know, and we were just talking about this in the car, and we're like, man, like, you know, like I have like goosebumps just when we're talking about these things. These are real things. And, mm-hmm. I'm glad that like people get to, you know, hear, you know, the album, and I'm glad you like really connect with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's just stuff that is real to me, and I feel like it's real to others, and some people just have a hard time really expressing that.
Yeah. I think that like one of the things about me being on the radio and being a media person, I can't always be completely honest about my feelings. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, sometimes I'll book a band that'll do it for me, or I'll play a song that'll do it for me. And that's really important. And also, you know, you talk about your identity as being, you know, a woman and being a Mexican-American. And I think that, like, that is such an important voice for you to have for just anyone who might be going through something similar, because I feel like I went through something just this year. I just feel like I had a racial identity crisis of just being like, okay, who am I as a Black woman who is working in a place that, you know, sometimes there's a lot of music that I want to represent that I might not, I don't know, I'm having a hard time putting it into words because I don't want to say the wrong thing. but sometimes I do. Sometimes I'm like, okay, you know, the way that I grew up, I grew up in a white neighborhood, and mm-hmm. I didn't listen to much hip hop at all. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like my favorite band still today is Smashing Pumpkins. Mm-hmm. And that was like what I promoted, you know, that mm-hmm. was like what I was really into. And it wasn't until I started getting into radio, especially giving the opportunity to work here at KEXP. And I had this variety show, and I just had to play all of this music on the radio. And I just started to just listen to everything and start to identify with all this other kind of music. But growing up, I was called, you know, like, oh, you're acting like you're white or mm-hmm. whatever. And I just had a hard time with that. Mm-hmm. And even now today, like my voice, you know, how do I represent my community and say, you know, it's okay to like whatever you want to like.
Yeah,
you
know? And totally. And like by you speaking and by you being yourself and saying, hey, I've had issues in this area, there's other people like that who are also, you know, trying to, you know, bring that up to the surface. And it's hard. Like, you know, we're all trying to find, I feel like the world right now is trying to find, you know, solid foundations, you know? like once we think a foundation solid, it sinks down to the ground, mm-hmm. you know, and I feel it makes sense. And it makes sense to even hear you trying to articulate yourself in that way, because it's like, that's what happens.
Yeah.
You know, that's what happens. We start to feel like we don't know how to even articulate or even feel ashamed of our, you know, how we try to, you know, share yeah. these things, you know, mm-hmm. and we shouldn't be ashamed. There's nothing to be ashamed about. And I, you know, like for me, like both of my parents are from Mexico. My first language was Spanish, but I'm light skinned mm-hmm. and I happen to be light skinned. I happen to be 6 feet tall. And I have been a witness to so much, you yeah. know, so much. And I mean, I'm like always on the verge of tears because of that, mm-hmm. you know, and it's interesting. And I'm not quick to be like, say all these things, you know, I'm just watching and the songs or the art or everything is yeah. just a product or it's like, it's just all of that.
Self-acceptance
yeah,
is one of the things that I'm still going through, mm-hmm. you know, it's like, okay. I accept myself so that other people can accept me, you know, because I feel like if I'm not confident and I don't show that, then like I'm not giving anyone else a reason to, you know.
Self-love is such a big thing.
It's really important.
You know, yesterday I did this thing with Rock and Roll School Camp for Girls, and I led a workshop for like stage presence, and I was like, wow, never really thought myself as a performer, but more of like I want to start a conversation. Like when I'm up there, you know, and you're down, you know, you're as an audience, like we're talking, you know, and yeah. I was trying to talk to these girls and try to like make sure like they were following me because I'm like very stream of consciousness. And I'm like, well, it's like all about self-love.
Yeah.
You know, if like love yourself and then you're going to be able to love some other people and like feel supported, support yourself. And others will support you. And then they will feel supported by the fact that you're supporting yourself.
Yeah.
Because they believe that that's possible.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Before we get to some more songs, I want to say that Ojos del Sol, definitely, I don't understand everything that you're saying. but that's so beautiful because when I listen to the entire album, I go through so many emotions. I'm like, oh, this is sweet. Oh, this makes me feel really good. Oh, for some reason, I'm feeling really emotional right now. Oh, okay, now I'm kind of leveling out. And that, I guess that's, I listened to it last night and I listened to it at work today. And I just want to say that, like, that's the beauty of language and the beauty of culture. You don't always have to, like, understand it in order to identify or connect mm-hmm. with it, mm-hmm. you know? So, you know, yeah. thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank yeah. you for having us.
Yeah. And
I love everybody in this room. Like we all have our different stories. We all have our different perspectives
yeah.
on how we see identity, what we think about identity, what we think about how we express, what we think about vulnerability. You know, it's like, I wouldn't be here without them and vice versa. You know, it's just, it's this relationship.
Yeah.
And, I'm just really glad that we all have the opportunity to just kind of be here and have this experience with everyone here.
Yeah, so thank you. So happy you all are here. We should hear some more beautiful music. Yes, Ila Bamba here on Audio Oasis on KEXP. You're listening to live music by Ila Bamba here on Audio Oasis on KEXP, and they are performing new, super cool, fantastic songs from an upcoming release that I'm like on the verge of tears, and I don't want to cry. I don't know. This is nice. It's really beautiful. No. I think I cried at work a couple weeks ago, but for something else. So
I just want to say something about the crying.
Yeah.
I need to say this. And for everybody that's watching, crying's not a boogie monster. Crying's it's not a monster. It's something that we need to process. We've been told, men have been told not to cry. People have been told not to cry.
Yeah.
We need to cry, and we need to know how to be responsible with our emotions. There is a responsibility behind all of that, and people are just afraid. Don't be afraid. We need to evolve. And I think we do when we're vulnerable and when we cry.
I agree. I'm still going to hold them back. Just so we can get through the interview.
Okay.
Yeah. So this show is all about Portland. And I went to Tree Fort. And it's funny because when I went to Tree Fort, I basically only saw Portland bands. And I saw some bands from Boise, but I saw a lot of Portland bands. And then I went to PDX Pop Now, and it was so fun. And there's just so much community and family and love and support at those types of festivals. And I just wanted to find out who in Portland we should be listening to.
I'm really into the Ghosties. I'm really into my friend Haley Hendricks. These are all like really good friends of mine.
Yeah.
I mean, who else? Let's
Savila.
Yeah, Savila. Everyone should have an input here.
Mas yeah, best. Please.
Because there's so much. OPT, Orquesta Pacifico Tropical, always on the radar. They're like amazing, an amazing cumbia band. And man, there is so much.
Yeah, Portland's great. Just like Seattle. Yeah, I just definitely want to recognize the greater music community. So I feel like, you know, in a way, we are connected because you guys play here and then our bands go and play there. And there's just, you know, that love and greatness.
I love Seattle. I love the people that we met. We just played Dobe.
Yeah.
And there was just like some strong Pacific Northwest energy there. And like just like throughout like the couple of years I've been touring and I've got to meet a lot of these people, you know, that live in Seattle or just like kind of around the area. But
yeah.
I feel like they all were there.
Have you been playing music for like 10 years?
I've been playing music since I was a kid. I mean, I've been singing since I was, you know, since I can remember and like playing in bands. I mean, I started playing the guitar. Well, I was in bands before I started playing the guitar. Mm-hmm. And then I started playing really 17, 18. And I've been living in Portland for the last 10 and a half years. So mm-hmm. I've been playing music the whole time and just like seeing myself evolve and grow as a person through music as like my, you know, as a tool, as a gift. So yeah, I've been playing for a lot longer than 10 years, but yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's really cool. I love the work that you're doing. I love your band. I love everything.
Thank you.
Yeah, this was great. Thank you so much for coming on the show. You guys really fit KEXP into your busy schedule. So I really appreciate that. And you have a couple of Portland shows coming up.
Mm-hmm.
August 19th at the Subtle Lodge, sorry, in Sisters, Oregon.
It'll be loungy.
Cool. At the show. And then August 24th, Mississippi Studios.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Thank you so much for being here and playing new songs for us.
Yeah, thank you.
You've been listening to Audio Oasis on KEXP 90.3 Seattle.
KEXP's Live Performances podcast is made possible by Merge Records, with releases this year from Spoon, A Giant Dog, Superchunk, Mike Kroll, Escapism, and more. Discover every artist, listen to music, and shop at mergerecords.com.